This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dug in behind dirt beams, artillery crews in southern Israel calibrated shells, then loaded them into massive self-propelled guns. They yelled, "Warning, firing," before the gun belted fire and smoke and sent the explosive hurtling toward a target in the Gaza Strip. UN leaders called for an immediate end to the war in Gaza as reported deaths there passed 10,000 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Gaza is becoming a graveyard for children.
UN leaders demanded a humanitarian ceasefire on Monday as Israel faced mounting pressure over civilian deaths nearly a month into the Gaza war. More than 10,000 people have now been killed in Israeli strikes, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip. More than 4,000 of them are said to be children. Israel, which says its forces now encircle Gaza City, is rebuffing mounting international pressure for a ceasefire. It insists hostages taken by Hamas militants during their rampage in southern Israel on October 7, which killed 1,400 people, should be released first.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielders. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel said 31 soldiers had been killed since it began expanded ground operations in Gaza on October 27th and reiterated that Hamas was hiding with civilians and at hospitals. Hamas has urged the United Nations to verify the quote-unquote false narrative that Hamas is based in hospitals. U.S. President Joe Biden talked to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin